Our journey began 2006. I say our because my husband and our two boys and myself, we were on this journey together. And I say 2006 because it was then that we learned about the health message. I was having migraines 3 to 5 days a week. I couldn't function at times. It was so bad that I would be vomiting, I would have blurred vision, slurred speech, and the pain was, it was just unbearable. So my husband would take me to emergency where they would give me Demerol or morphine. And this happened many, many times. And I asked my doctor, what can we do? Why am I having all these migraines? And he had no answers for me. He just said, well, there's nothing we can do. We just have to medicate them, basically. Just manage them with Tylenol, Advil, and with the Demerol and morphine. And I was already addicted to Tylenol and Advil because I'd had these migraines for years. And I started to realize that it was called like a rebound headache, that I would get headaches at a certain time of the day, and then I would take the Advil. So it was just a vicious circle. And one evening I had a really bad migraine, and I was laying in our living room and I was listening to our Christian satellite dish, and I had it turned down really low just for distraction. I had all the lights off and my eyes were closed. I was just trying to distract myself from the pain. And I heard the word migraine. And so I turned it up and I listened, and there was a gentleman on there from a health center, and he said, we have 100% success with migraine guests. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, well, you haven't had me there. If I was there, you probably wouldn't have 100% success. But I continued to listen, and I quickly went to the computer and I looked it up. And I looked up how much it was, and I thought, oh boy, it seems very expensive. But in the morning, I talked to my husband about it, and I showed him on the computer, and we talked about it, and he said, well, if it's going to help, it's not that expensive. It's worth it. And so I called, and they said that we could go as long as our children behaved the whole time, because they said they do not allow children to come. They said people are there for healing and for quiet, and if our children were allowed to come, we had to agree that if they misbehaved even once, my husband and the children had to leave. So we said, fine, we totally agree, and off we went. And before we went, though, I did call and I said, what can I do now? The pain is just terrible. I just can't handle it anymore. And they said, get off all dairy. So that's what we did. We had already been playing with the idea of becoming vegetarian. We were still eating chicken once in a while, but we were, because I also have Gilbert syndrome, which is an inadequate liver. And so I was having troubles with that as well. So we ended up going, and by God's grace, I had 2 migraines while we were there. And so I only had to have migraine treatments 2x. And the rest of the time we could take in the education, and you had a personal trainer or an exercise therapist who worked with you. I had doctors there who helped me, but you were not given one medication. Everything was done naturally by lifestyle, foods, hydrotherapy, massage, and exercise. Everyone who was there, there was about 30 of us at that time during that session, and everyone came off their meds. It was such a blessing. We just felt it was the best education we ever got and the best vacation we ever had. So we came home pain-free. And it was amazing. I also had a shoulder injury, and they treated me for that shoulder injury with hydrotherapy and massage. And so during my time there, one day I would get hydrotherapy, one day massage. And I had the two fever treatments, which were in a hot bath for 20 minutes with ice on your head the whole time. And then they would give you a cool down shower and off to bed you go. So from there, I was just so excited about having my life back. And I wanted to share what I had learned. So I started doing cooking classes and helping people as much as I could and sharing what we had learned. And it wasn't long after that both my parents were diagnosed with cancer. My dad had bowel cancer, which metastasized to his liver, and my mom had breast cancer. And so I wanted to learn more and find out how can we help my parents. So we had an interest, and some of our friends had an interest in learning more, so we got together and we brought in a medical missionary to our home. And when he came, my parents came to meet him, and he talked to my mom and dad. And my dad had a bit of an interest in doing it naturally, but my mom wasn't interested. When they left and we continued the course, time went on after he was gone, and I was excited about what we learned there, and I started applying it in whatever ways I could. I had a friend who had dyspepsia, and she had it for years, and she was not well. She was sick all the time. And so I said to her, well, would you like me to try fomentations? So this is what I did. She also had insomnia. So I would go to her home and I would do fomentations on her chest. And by the time I was done the fomentations, she would be sleeping. So by God's grace, these natural ways were working. I probably spent about a month and a half, almost 2 months, doing this with her, and she ended up without dyspepsia. And she also no longer had insomnia, all due to God's natural, simple methods. There was a gentleman also who had a stroke, and I can't even really recall if it was his wife that asked me or who asked me, but I was actually allowed to go into the hospital and to work with him in the hospital. He had a stroke and he had paralysis. He could not feel me, like when I would touch his foot, he could not feel it. He could not move his toes, nothing. His hand was all gnarled up and tight, and it couldn't be opened. And so I had called for help to the gentleman who came and trained us, and he gave me some pointers, and I went about, by God's grace, doing fomentations, skin brushing, and massage, and exercising. I would speak to him and I'd say, okay, now we're going to exercise your leg. And I would tell him exactly what I'm doing. I'm saying, okay, we're going to go in with the leg. And I would tell him, think in your mind what we're doing. And then I would say, now push. And he couldn't. So I was doing it all. But I was talking him through it. And because he was paralyzed, the fomentations, I also had to put my arm underneath beside his leg so that I could feel the heat because he couldn't. And it was such a blessing to see the results because with the time that I was working with him, it went from no movement, no feeling, nothing, to him being able to feel. It was like the second day, it was not long, and he could feel when I would do skin brushing. And then after continuing this, I went for probably about 2 months, a few times a week, and he could push me off the bed when I would pull his leg back, and I would say, push. He could push so hard, he could push me off the bed. And his hand that was all gnarled up when I would do the skin brushing, it would loosen up and be supple and open. And it was such a blessing. The one thing that I found is that people don't want to help themselves. And so I taught his wife what to do, because we had decided that I would go get more training and go to a health center and work at a health center and take the training course so that I could help others and possibly my parents. So I'm telling them that I'm going to be leaving and I'll be gone for some time. And I taught them how to do it. But, you know, there has to be a motivation. A person has to take responsibility for their own health. And this is one thing that I've noticed even now when I do make programs for people. There are those who will actually do it, and there are those who get the information and sit on it, and they continue to get sick. But God asks us to put our foot in the water. He wants us to move forward. So with his simple remedies, we have something to do. So off we went. We decided we were going and we were going to get more training. So off we went for more training. And my sons came with me and my husband encouraged us and he supported us financially to be there. And in fact, he did come for a visit for a few weeks while we were there as well. It was a very intense course. We had to learn so much in such a short time. And we were always having exams. And I noticed some things while I was there. I did notice that I had started losing a little bit of weight and my hair was kind of falling out and my color was a little off. I wasn't feeling good. And I thought, you know what? It's my Gilbert syndrome, or I'm just tired because it's so much work and I have my children here with me, but just kept going. So we came back home and I began doing lifestyle education from our home. And people started coming and it was a blessing, and people who implemented the programs that I designed for them by God's grace, they got well and came off their medication. And this one lady in particular who had done well and lost weight, came off her meds, she came to me one day and she told me, I have kidney cancer. Is there anything that you can do to help me? And I was like, Father, how am I going to help this woman? I'm new at this. And here, it's only 3 months since I've had my training. Lord, I'm new. What can I do? And very clearly, he said to me, do what you learned. So I sat down and prayerfully made her a program specific to her cancer and started work. So I started giving her fever baths and doing poultices and doing different herbal teas. And time went on, and who knew? But soon I too would hear the dreadful words, you have cancer. And people who know me know I'm not very good at dates. Terrible at dates. It's taken me 30 years just to remember my husband's birthday. It's something I'm just really not good at. But this day, I will never forget. I had noticed some sores on my breasts, and I had hot spots, and I wasn't feeling well. And I talked to my husband, and I said, I think I might have cancer, because look at what's going on here. And I went into the doctor, and the doctor confirmed what I had thought. And October 31st, 2010, I was diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer. I never thought I'd hear those words. I told my doctor, I want to do this naturally. I want to trust myself to God. And my doctor had already been with me through some of my journey and knew that I wanted to do things naturally. And so she agreed. She said, I will agree on the condition that if it goes the wrong way, the minute it goes the wrong way, you do it my way. And so I said, fair enough. And she said, I will monitor you, and I will be with you through this. And it was such a blessing to have her support me in this. You know, it was surprising to me that God knew ahead of time. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. God knows all things. But little did I know that the training I was receiving would not only be for others, but it would also be for myself. I wondered, you know, on my way home, I was wondering, why? Why, Lord? Why do I have cancer? I'm a health reformer. I've already changed my lifestyle. Why do I have cancer? And I realized, you know, you reap what you sow. I haven't always been a health reformer. I hadn't always treated my body well. I hadn't always eaten to the glory of God. There was times in my life when I smoked. There was times in my life when I drank alcohol. There was times in my life why all I would eat was a pizza pop for supper because I had to go and coach gymnastics or whatever I was doing. So we reap what we sow. But God is loving and merciful and kind. And He has a plan for every emergency. We just need to trust Him. So by the time I got home, I was fully convinced that God was going to take care of this. And I talked to my husband, and we called the children. And we told the children that, you know, well, I think it was my husband that actually said it, your mom has cancer, and we are going to apply everything you guys have learned. And we just encouraged the boys to trust God that, you know, I said to them, I remember saying to them, boys, why would God send us a way to get training just to come home and die? I'm sure God is going to heal me of this. We just need to have faith. So, I had to then prayerfully get started and make myself a program. But I remember laying in my room and thinking about, what if I did die? And I left my husband and my children. And I started to get a little bit scared and a little worried. And God reminded me to claim his promises. For I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And he is the great physician. And I knew I needed to trust him. And as I laid there, and I prayed, and I said, Father, I know you know I have cancer, and I know you know it's serious. But I know that I need to trust you. And whether I live or whether I die, I'm going to trust you. And I said to him, if I die, I want to die glorifying you, that I could encourage others about your love. And if I live, I want to glorify you. That others will know how loving and kind and caring you are, and how you see every tear. And I wanted them to know your natural ways work. So I left myself in God's hands. And I prayerfully went about making myself a program. And I made a very intense, aggressive program because I knew that inflammatory breast cancer was aggressive. So I needed to be aggressive. So I started giving myself different therapies. I made myself a program with different herbal combinations and juicing, fasting, fever baths, fomentations, everything. Poultices. My husband and children would help as much as they could. My husband would poultice me in the evening. I would do a castor oil poultice. And in the morning, we would do a black super draw. So he would poultice me in the evening and then poultice me in the morning before I'd go to work. Sometimes at lunch, he would put on a different poultice for me. And in the meantime, I was still helping this other lady who had cancer. But my husband was concerned about me getting tired working on my own program and helping her with hers. So he suggested that I talk to her about her looking after her own program and maybe getting some other help. But I didn't have to do that because she came to me and she said, I want to get my tumor removed surgically and I want to stop all natural treatments. So I said, okay, no problem. And she said, she just thanked me for everything I had done and She just said she was a little bit scared and she wanted to just get it removed. So when she had the surgery and had it removed, she called me and she said, "You know what?" She said, "It had already shrunk." And to me, that was a love letter from God saying, "It's okay, Lana. Just keep doing what I showed you and everything will be fine." So I was very encouraged and we continued on our way. My husband tried to help with fever baths, but that was one thing that he was a little bit uncomfortable with. So I started teaching my friends to help. And it was such a blessing to have friends and my family helping me. And I was teaching them while I was in the bath. So I remember this one time a friend was giving me a fever bath. And when she had given me my fever bath, I started to get delirious. I started to get dizzy. I was starting to feel very panicked. It was a very uncomfortable feeling. And I could make out to her, her and I were just talking about it, and she said, "It was by the grace of God that I was able to even speak and clearly, or like with my right thinking, that God would impress me to tell her how to get me safely out of the fever bath." So I told her the best I could to cool down the water and to bring me back to a good temperature and get me out of the tub. So this is what she did. And I'm not even sure. And I said to her, "I'm not even sure how you got me to the bed." And as she got me to the bed, she checked my blood pressure, which I already have very low blood pressure. And with all the fasting and fever baths, my blood pressure had dropped immensely. And she said, "We need to take you to emergency." And she said to me when I was speaking to her the other day, she said, she remembers me just motioning to her, "No, no." And that I whispered to get my boys and to get Mackenzie, and to when Mackenzie came, he quickly went and got me some salt water, and I motioned to my friend to give me a cold mitten friction. I was trying to express to her that I needed a cold mitten friction, and my son knew what it was, and she was familiar, so he went to get the salt water and she began giving me a cold mitten friction. And when I was talking to her about it, she said it was really a battle for her because her EMT training was telling her we need to get her to the hospital. And she said she remembers thinking, "I don't want to be responsible if something happens." But she said, "When I recovered, it just was so encouraging for her to realize the power in God's natural ways." And so what I learned from that was that I was being a little too aggressive because I would have a fever bath almost every day, or a hot and cold shower, and I'd wrap in plastic and sweat and sweat and sweat. And because my blood pressure is so low and I was not replacing what I was taking out, so I realized I needed to do some celery juicing and lemon water and rehydrate my body. And You know, one of the things I was always remembering what my teacher told me from the health center was cleanse the bowel, nourish the system. So as I continued on in this journey, I realized that I need to cleanse everything. And I had done another training school with a lady who did different herbal combinations, and I called her and we talked, and she shared with me some combinations for cleansing my bowel, my kidneys, and my liver, which were a little more aggressive than the other ones I had. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this. So I began cleansing my bowel, cleansing my liver, and my kidneys. It was quite the journey. I remember many days sitting there eating a little salad while the rest of the family ate. And there was a point in time as well, I forgot to mention, that my husband said we should call in some help. So we actually got one of the ladies that I took the course with, the training course for lifestyle education, she came and she stayed with us a month, and then we were doing it on our own again, and then we decided we should get help again so that I wouldn't have to worry and I could just rest and not have to worry about making lunch on time for when my husband came home from work and keeping the house clean and looking after the kids. And so we called this lady, and I am going to say her name. Her name was Lori, and she knows who she is. And it was like God sent us an angel. She was so kind. She was so helpful. I didn't have to worry. She was so sweet to our boys. And it was a real blessing for us. And I remember that we were trying to implement all the laws of health, because these laws are not just suggestions. God's health laws are just as binding as the Ten Commandments. God says, whether you eat, drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And this lifestyle strength, the acronym strength that we have already gone through, and if you didn't see that those videos, to just go back and watch them where I talk about the health laws. These are wonderful gifts from God to keep us healthy and to restore us to health. It is not a burden, just like the commandments are not a burden. So I remember we were trying to keep all the health laws, and as much as I could, we would go out for walks and exercise, and Lori would put me outside and wrap me up with blankets, and it would be snow on the trees and cold outside, but she would wrap me in blankets, and then she would expose my chest to the sun. And I remember she would poultice me, and I would go and lay under the infrared light, would just lay on the floor in our living room, and I would turn on different videos, and especially I listened a lot to Walter Feit. And I would lay there, I remember, just listening, because I didn't have the strength to read or study for myself. So a lot of times I would just I would listen to the Bible on tape, or I would listen to Walter. And if I couldn't sleep, I would put in a DVD of Walter's that I'd heard in the past. And his voice became to me like a good friend, and it was soothing to me. So I would listen to something I'd heard in the past, and I was able to sleep. Who knew that Walter and I would eventually meet and become friends? It's funny how God works. Well, days went on, and as I would continue to go on, my doctor was monitoring me through this. And I remember one point when she was monitoring me and wanted to send me for tests, and she sent me for some ultrasounds. And when we were there, my husband and I, she was asking so many questions, this technician, and she was asking me about my cancer, and I said to her, well, you know, I'm doing this naturally. Well, her attitude changed. She quickly stopped what she was doing. She left the room. She came back. She said, we're all finished here. It's time for you to go. And we were like, what just happened here? And when we got back home, and then our doctor had phoned us a few days later, and she said that they refused to give her my results. And there was a time as well that a friend of my dad's, who was a doctor, he called, and he yelled at me for some time, just telling me how I was just going to die because the cancer I have, it's very aggressive, and there is no way that natural remedies are going to help me. But here I am, by God's grace. So, days went by, and my doctor did send me for more results. She sent me to a different city, and she told me, don't say anything. Just go get the test done, come back. So that's what we did, and she continued to monitor me, and I continued to get stronger, and she could not believe what was happening. She could not believe that I was getting well. And finally, I stopped doing such an aggressive program. I was doing more of a maintenance program, and she was still not quite ready to give me the all clear, but I remember she sent me for some more tests, and it was probably the spring of 2012. She said to me, there is nothing there. You no longer have cancer. She said, in fact, no one will ever believe that you ever did. And, she said, and I cannot believe your blood work. She said, people would pay to have your blood work. Happy tears. She said, not only do you not have cancer, but I see no evidence of your Gilbert syndrome anymore either. And I was so happy and so blessed and praising God, for he had healed me from cancer, Gilbert syndrome, so I no longer would wake in the morning feeling nauseous, and it was a really good feeling. At this point, my parents were still battling with their cancer, and my dad had at one point said he wanted to try natural, but he was afraid that if something happened to him and he died, that the rest of the family would blame me and my silly ways. So after I got the all clear, I went and stayed with my parents and was with my mom while my dad slowly lost his life. My mom, however, is doing well. She had surgery and she is had the medical treatments, and she's still doing well, praise God. And I just want to say before I close that if any of you have a disease or sickness, or remember, ascertain the cause. Disease is an effort of nature to free the system of conditions that result from the violation of the laws of health. These laws of health is how we ascertain the cause. What law of health are you breaking? What law of health am I breaking? And when we realize, we need to turn to God and ask Him for the strength to keep all His laws, and He will hear and answer according to our faith. We also have to remember that we also have vitality. You know, we have, some of us have beaten our bodies up pretty good. And we don't have a fighting strength. So God knows what is best for us. And even those who don't have the strength, God can miraculously heal. But those, sometimes God allows us to rest. And we just really need to trust Him. And I want to encourage anyone who's thinking of doing natural ways, who's following God's natural remedies for cancer or any other disease, that you actually do it. While I was going through cancer, I had a friend who also had cancer, and I would call her and say, "How you doing today? What are you doing?" She said, "Well, you know, I'm really busy. I might do a tea, but I have to help the children and I have to do this." And I said to her, "You know, what you have to do now is get well. You want to be there for your children in the future." And she did not put her priorities on getting well. So she did die. And I just want to encourage you to, if you are going to do it naturally, make yourself a schedule. Make yourself a daily checklist. This is something I had to do to keep myself, okay, I need to do this poultice in the evening. I need to do this tea in the morning. I need to do this fever bath. And I needed to have a daily checklist. So make sure you're taking these vitamins, take these herbs, take these, you know, these things help you to stay scheduled in your day. And it takes all the burden off of you. It takes the stress off, because it's right there. What you have to do, just check it off. So I just want to encourage you that if any of you decide to do that, it's just helpful, so very helpful. So I pray that my testimony has been an encouragement for you, whoever you are, and that you will learn to trust God more and more each day. And I truly believe that for every emergency, God has a way. Prayerfully trust Him. Reach out to those who know, who can help you make a program, and may God bless. Let me just close in prayer. Father in heaven, I just praise you and thank you again for what you have done for me in the past. I thank you and trust you for what you're going to do in my life in the future. I pray that you will be with your children wherever they are, that you will comfort and strengthen them, that they will claim your promises as their own, that faith in these promises will give them strength. And I pray, dear God, that as we see these things happening in this world, we recognize that your coming is soon, and that we will search our hearts and be prepared to be with you for eternity. So please continue the work you've started in each one of us. Continue to guide and direct each ministry that is out there giving the loud cry, and direct us personally to be a beacon of light in a dark place. Thank you for your natural ways. Thank you for your healing hand. Thank you for your loving touch. In Jesus' name, amen.